this dude at Abilene Christian University. It's the Cast List. My name is Alyssa Sines, and thank you so much for being here. In this episode, we talk to the cast of Laughter on the 23rd Floor, directed by Adam Hester. We thought that it was important to capture the camaraderie and general laughter of this show, so expect a lot of laughs and good times with the cast of Laughter. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
If you guys can tell, there's a million people in the room. Just kidding. There's about a few. So welcome to the cast list.
Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome.
So I'm Alyssa Sines, your host for the cast list. I'm very excited to have everybody in the room. This is going to be a great couple of minutes. So you guys I would love for everybody to go around and introduce yourself. We can start with.
Oh, I'm Madison, and I play Helen.
I am Michael Stafford, and I am playing Milt.
I'm Joshua Taylor, and I am playing Kenny.
Christian Schnucker playing Max Prince.
Richard Gomez playing Val Slotsky.
Braden Clark, I'm playing Lucas.
Jill Jackson, I'm the female understudy.
And I'm Savannah Ockran, and I will be playing the role of Carol.
Brilliant. Thank you guys so much for being here. How is it being in the room? What have you done this week?
We went through dramaturgical presentations and
so what does that entail?
Our dramaturg presenting a lot of research to us and helping us wrap our minds around the
I love
we still haven't wrapped our minds yet.
There's so much.
The world of the play.
Yeah.
I like the dramaturg because we get to watch a lot of videos, like funny old school classic comedy short skits.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that you guys delve into? I know we're talking about Sid Caesar.
Your show of shows.
Of course. Sid Caesar's your show of shows. We've been watching a lot of clips on that and a lot of interviews because all the characters are based on writers for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the whole thing's based off of Neil Simon's experience. So you have Lucas, who is this new writer coming in, you know, and he's fresh into the scene, and that's sort of this Neil Simon character coming in with all these writers, all these veterans, and his experience with working with them and working in this time period too with the, you have the communist era, study, Red Scare, McCarthyism,
mm-hmm.
and so that's a big focus in the play as far as like this era goes. But yes, it's a lot of these writers, these insane people who are all working together. Some of them are like actual experiences, exaggerations on what happened, a lot of their ideas and the way they process their ideas. So
yeah. So you mentioned that it's inside of a writing room, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys done any studies yourself inside of writing rooms? Have you been in a writing room yourself or looked at any writing rooms in Hollywood today or of
I've watched 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's right. We got 30 Rock.
You have 30 Rock. So that's something that we can kind of relate to now. Just a bunch of hooligans writing in a room.
It's amazing how many shows are kind of based off this kind of premise. Mm-hmm. That's just a group of writers writing something. And this group specifically, like, they're the craziest group of people, but considered one of the best comedy writing groups of all time. And they're just insane.
Yeah,
but it's rather fun to watch.
It helps me appreciate shows now a little bit more, like, because then I'm like, oh my gosh, it took all those people to write those lines just for that 30-minute show, and I see kind of and understand through our process what it's actually like for a show to come up and how you throw away ideas and how you take ideas. And now every time I watch a show, I'm just like, I look for the writing team because I'm like, God bless those people.
They must be great.
Yeah. So thinking about how we can compare shows like this to shows like 30 Rock now, do you think this show, do you recognize the gender gap in this show? And what are you guys doing to kind of, you know, mend those two worlds? Or with Neil Simon, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's just so funny that it translates across the board. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anybody can answer.
Are you just talking about, like, the difference between, like, there's a vast amount of guys and there's one woman in the writing room?
Oh, did I say gender gap?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a generation gap.
I truly apologize.
My feminist
gap.
There
is a very clear gap. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, goodness. I definitely meant generation gap. I'm so sorry. So, thinking about shows like 30 Rock. So, this show that was done in 1933, I believe, when the first. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
53.
Yes. Yeah. 53, when the show first came out, there was a huge generation gap, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you guys doing to kind of aid that? And does that need help?
Well, I mean, comedy's pretty universal. Like, a lot of the things we deal with are things that would have been prominent in, like, 1953, but the way that it's delivered and things like that, I think anybody can laugh at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah, and I would say the themes are definitely, like, still the same, but there are, like, time and cultural specifics that you have to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. And that we have to research.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Understand.
So some of those things would be.
I mean,
the history part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knowing, like, fashion is important.
Yeah.
What we wear is important. And, like, the politics.
Oh,
we make so many
jokes.
Yeah,
because
it's during
government.
Like,
so.
Christian said earlier, the Red Scare, McCarthyism.
Yeah. Yeah. And even, like, almost like comedian history, because they reference so many.
Chaplin.
Chaplin. Was it? Goodness. Who are you writing for?
Jack Benny.
And so, I mean, all these, like, you know, great comedians, but even before that time, 1953, not to mention. So, yeah, a lot of this history and plays in cultural significant happenings or pop culture at that time.
Yeah.
It's referenced. But, I mean, like Josh said, I mean, it's a, even in the way it's delivered, there were some things I honestly didn't know what they were referencing, and I started laughing because of the way that these guys were delivering it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of, like, crosses that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about some of the research that you guys have done for this show, and if you discovered any comedians that you didn't know existed in the world, and if that's changed your acting process, or what is that?
One cool thing for me has been just in our dramaturg work and stuff, just going back and looking at Sid Caesar's Show of Shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, watching the first time, I didn't laugh. Like, I don't know if it's just my type of humor, but I was like, I don't think this is funny. But then once we get on stage and it's like the minds behind this humor, it's like I appreciate that so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And in rehearsal, I can't stop laughing because of all these guys and knowing, like, Neil Simon, that was his life. So this is his creation, and it's so funny. And it's given me an appreciation for comedy that I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I mean, I think it helped me also be okay with sometimes how, well, I don't even know what the word for it is, but I mean, just like the creative process, you know, I always thought it was this formalized way of doing things. And then after hearing these crazy stories, you're like, these people, some of these guys were like crazy. I mean, there's a story of Sid Caesar and Mel Brooks is in this building, and, you know, and Mel Brooks is saying, you know, I got to get some air because Sid's been smoking a cigar. The windows are closed. It's like 70 degrees outside. I got to get some air. And Sid's like, you want some air? And he goes and throws open this window. And Mel's like, the window was closed for like 40 years, but he threw it open, grabs Mel by his collar and by his belt, and holds him out the window, like 12 stories over Chicago, and is like, there you go, get some air, enjoy it. And you're like, these actually, they happened.
Yeah.
That was part of the creative process? Is that what you categorize it? But I mean, it just makes you appreciate everyone's, like, way of working and working together and creating and building things.
And I think I would agree as an actor, and also a lot of us in here wrote as well, like in playwriting class, that comedy is substantially more difficult, I think, than drama. It's just, it's a lot harder to grasp and get quicker. Like, so it's almost like a lot of the comedy in this show kind of comes out of the frustration of having to write jokes every week, because it's hard to come up with jokes every week. And so it's like this crazy process that eventually almost drives them crazy, but they love
it.
They're also, they make jokes about everything, so they're pretty much, they're jaded to every
political.
Because even if it's like something horrible, they're just like, oh, that's funny, let's do something.
Do you consider them outcasts?
Yeah.
They wouldn't fit in very well just because of their.
But their dynamic.
Yeah. I imagine them at a party. And I imagine some of them just not being, people not taking well to them because their humor is extremely dark.
So particularly to your character.
Yeah.
What would you say, who do you play?
Well, I play Val Slotsky, who's a Russian immigrant, and he carries his accent. He he came here when he was 12, so he already has that going for him. He's like, you know, modern day, you know, Mexicans in America. I mean, he has that struggle, and he has the struggle of like American people and what do I do with these people? And they're like, what do I do with this guy? So I just think, yeah, I think at a party he would probably be drinking something very strong and thinking things in his head about the idiotic people around him, but maybe not saying them until he got back to the office the very next day.
Okay.
We were talking about how these guys like probably spend more time in this writing room with each other than they do back home with their families.
Yeah.
So it's like writing room's almost like where they're comfortable, and then they leave and go hide for a little while in the real world before they come back to work the next day.
Yeah.
Which is something that's kind of privy to theater majors as well.
That's why it's interesting for a like a university to do this production, because we spend more time together than we do with our families.
Yeah.
And so to have that common ground with our characters is really cool.
Have you connected with any of these characters personally? It doesn't have to be yourself, but maybe like a family member. if you're willing to, can you tell a story?
Well, just like my character is completely irreverent and will make fun of anyone or anything. And I do that. One of the things that I've really noticed is, like, it's funny to, like, look into the show because it's, like, they go through bits where, like, they're just talking with each other and then they're, like, specifically, like, working on a bit for the show. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's funny both times. They don't turn it on to try and write. It's, like, these are funny people. They just always have it going.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, sometimes, like, they're just like spitballing jokes at each other just because it's fun and it has nothing to do with work, which I also do.
Who is the funniest cast member?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Adam Hester.
That's a good
answer. Adam, if you're listening,
you are the funniest.
Why is Adam? I want you to, what is it like an Adam moment? So Adam Hester is a director for Laughter on the 23rd Floor at ACU Theater, the podcast that you're listening to right now. What does he do? Who is this man?
Well, I mean, he's the director of the show.
Yes.
Adam will like give us tips on like how to give a line or have it be funny, but Adam delivers it in this way that's like terrifyingly hilarious, and all of us are just kind of like staring at him like, okay, and like trying not to laugh, trying to pay attention, because sometimes he'll like make a sound and everybody just like turns and looks at him. And like,
Well, I mean, it is just so unexpected. Because, like, he was talking to me one time, and he's like, okay, so when you're saying the word mug, I don't want you to just turn and say, mug! You're right, it's mug! It's not mug, I'm so sorry. And then, like, there's another moment, and he did the same thing, you know, and he's like, I want you to come in, you know, so like, soft, I want you to come in. And I was like, oh, you're right, I'm sorry.
And then he turns to Lucas, and he says, I want you to pee a little bit.
When was that ever brought? You have to give some context.
She wants context.
Oh, you want context.
I want context.
Oh, so there's a moment when I first walk in, and my head is full of everyone I hate and want to put my hands around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I come
I'm sensing that your character is very angry.
He's very angry. Mm-hmm. Actually, on a side note, Max Prince,
Prince.
It was funny when you mentioned Connect Family Members, because hey, Dad, if you listen to the podcast. I thought of my father for a minute. whenever the dogs just aren't obeying him, he has this moment where, like, he just clicks and, like, and we're super German. Schnucker is my last name. Schnucker. And so we call him, my dad goes German, because he just, like, he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just, you're done, he picks him up and stuff. And I thought of my dad, and I was like, oh, the German guy. But there's a moment where, like, Max, like, turns around to Lucas, you know, and he says, he just says mug, just, like, throws the word at him.
And Lucas doesn't even know what he's talking about, because he's in the dude.
rightly so.
Should be.
And should pee a little bit.
Apparently. Pee a little bit. Thank you so much for that context. It was very useful.
Yeah.
My favorite Adam moments are when he doesn't say a word at all.
Yep.
He, like, there was one where he was sort of, like, demonstrating what he wanted, And he just like walks over to a chair and he just like sits down and gently gestures to bring everyone in.
And the whole cast is like, just like runs up to him like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Sensei.
So there are two women in this show.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about gender for a little bit.
Yeah.
There's two women in the show, and how many men in this show?
Six or seven?
No.
Six or seven.
Could be eight.
There's the five.
Not five of us and two more. So
there's
seven.
There's five of us and two
more. There's between five and eight men.
Yes, so we're missing
some cast. We roll a dice every night, and then that's how many show up.
Yeah.
So we're missing some cast members in the room right now.
Yeah.
But we have the two women that hold up the show, correct? And can you describe your two characters to me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a secretary, and the way that Adam wants Helen to be is that the writers are constantly driving her insane, mm-hmm. and so in the sense that they want this, they want that, so every time I come in, it's like I am out of breath, and so, and last night I didn't get it at first, and then he's like, go to that door, and I want you to run around, and I thought he meant like the stage door, like the door on stage. I'm like, oh, okay, and he's like, no, like I want you to say coming, Max, and then run behind the theater into the green room, come around, and then enter, make your entrance, and I was like, oh! Yes.
And you did it.
And I did it.
And she was great.
And it was
like it six times.
And then,
oh, the best. I'm sorry. I didn't
no, you want to say
was he, like, there are times where we will go back and we will run like two lines six times in a row because it's like you have to get the timing right.
Yeah.
And one time it was like after her, she began running and then we forgot to tell her that we went back. So that she runs in onto the stage and is like ready to do her line. We're like, oh, sorry, we went back.
So you're gonna
do it again.
And I just fell. I was like, I can't. Because I'm not in character shoes. I'm in like.
Those are high heels, ma'am.
For those who can't see, they're high heels.
So, for those who can't see, they're black patent leather.
Yes. Walmart.
And what about you?
Good. Well, Carol is a piece of work, and she is I think any woman that can hold her own in the room with 5 to 8 men, you know, she's...
Well said.
But it's really interesting looking at her because I grew up with two brothers.
Uh-huh.
And so just the dynamic between, like, in the workforce between men and women and how she is constantly working to make them laugh while they're making her laugh,
mm-hmm.
and how she's not going to let any of them mess with her at any point. But she's awesome. I did some research on the actual woman that Neil Simon worked with. Her name is Lucille. Forget her last name.
Mm-hmm.
But it was noted that she was the only woman who could continue to keep the conversation and keep the jokes going while still working. And so I thought that was very interesting and told a lot about her.
She sounds powerful. I've read the script before, and Carol is my favorite character. No offense to the guys. You guys are all hilarious.
No, it's fine.
I'm going to get into some heavier topic? Not really heavy. As a cast, what have been some of the biggest challenges so far?
Keeping it together.
Yes.
We
just
bust up laughing a lot.
It's just everybody is so funny. Like, the thing that I love about this rehearsal process is that the script is based on funny individuals who were writers who then came up with this funny product.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people I'm surrounded by are extremely funny just in who they are. Like Brayden, Savannah, like Christian, all these people are individually funny. And then we do these things and then we come up with this product. And it's just cast so perfectly. Good job, Adam.
So I like to finish these things off by asking, what are you the most excited about this show and people watching it? Just what are you excited about to continue rehearsals?
I think laughing in general, as I think this is what the characters learn too, is laughing is just a very healing thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the end, they're in like this down moment because the show gets canceled at the end. And they're just, mm-hmm. sorry, I
spoiler alert.
You're going to have to bleep it out.
You know what happens. So they get canceled and they're really down on their luck. And they just learn that, hey, we had all these fun times. And we laughed a lot. Mm-hmm. And it really helps them heal. And I think anyone who comes and watches it, if they're in a bad time and they're going to be laughing for 2 hours, I mean, It's going to heal them too. So that's what I like.
There's one moment in the show where everybody's kind of stressed out about network situations and stuff, and my character Kenny's talking to Max about all this stuff, and he finishes his speech with, like, it's going to be okay because we're probably never going to have this much fun again, so let's enjoy it while we're here.
So this podcast is coming out a week before opening night, which is February 5th. The show starts at 7:30. For ticketing, visit acu.com/theater.
acu.edu.
What again?
acu.edu/theater. Buy tickets.
Call us.
It's a 325 area code.
We're so excited to have you. I hope you enjoy this podcast. This is Alyssa Sines and the rest of the cast of Laughter on the 23rd Floor.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys have a minute to get to rehearsal. 23rd Floor. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. For more information on Laughter, you can go ahead and visit acu.edu/theater to buy tickets. Offices are open from Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. Or you can call at 325-674-2787. If you didn't catch that, you can just rewind 15 seconds and you'll hear it again. The show opens February 5th through the 6th. It runs for 3 weekends, and it starts at 7:30 every single night. We hope you guys call. We hope you guys buy tickets. If you have any more questions, hit us up. Thank you so much for listening. That was the cast of Laughter on the 23rd Floor, and this is the cast list. Thank you so much for staying tuned. We are bringing you content every other Sunday. Stay with us, because it's only going to get better from here. Romance.